Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's a Tuesday morning. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
33 degrees right now. There's actually some flakes outside, depending on where you are, but nothing's going to be sticky for you. We got a high of 40, but we're going to be in the 30s most of the day. And again, 30s and 40s for the rest of the week. Thursday will be your warmest of the week at 48.
Okay.
So we got that going
for us.
All right. We need to have a serious talk. In the break.
Yeah, sure. What's going on?
Okay, so for those who are unaware, Tommy and Kimmy, despite appearing like the most opposite people on the planet,
yes,
are actually the same person.
Share a lot of interests.
Yes.
We in sync.
Like, shockingly similar.
Why. Doesn't make sense.
In fact, they have now been referred to as Commie.
Mm-hmm.
They are one person together. And the interest, one of the interests you guys share, a lot of TV shows.
Yes.
So here's how this goes. Standard day.
Couple top ones that we go over.
Look, I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah.
They'll come in, and I'll be sitting here, and they'll start talking about their shows that I don't watch, and then I just get on my phone for a little while while they do the little show thing. But it's starting to make me uncomfortable.
Why? Some of the stuff we talk about?
Over the last 6 months, I would say twice a week.
It's kind of sound like we're just making it up.
Kimmy, you guys are describing the most graphic sexual acts I've ever heard in my life.
I would say it's beyond that. It's perverse. It's about as perverse as you could imagine.
Okay, so I'm going to describe to you guys listening what they were discussing today. And if you watch the show, is it White Lotus?
Yeah, it's on HBO.
This may be a spoiler alert, so I'll give you 3 seconds to do one. Okay. I'm sitting here, and Tommy says out loud, the brother, Jay Otis' brother.
Yep. Yes.
He had a threesome with his brother, and Kimmy's like, oh my God, I know. They were all having a threesome together. The brothers and we're having a threesome.
Well, okay. Because here's the thing that Tommy does. If I don't watch the show, he will oversell.
He does do that.
The next episode. So this was the one time we were on the same page. We were like, oh my God, that was crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was no oversell in this. It was shocking to everybody.
And I think what would be funny, because my wife and I watch this show.
Okay.
Would be to watch our expressions when we first see these scenes. It's got to be hysterical. Because we don't look at each other at first. Because we're sitting on opposite ends of the couch. Dog's in the middle. And all of a sudden, we'll slowly turn our heads at each other. Like,
is this really happening?
Oh, my God. And I don't know what to say. So I don't know what to say first.
Okay.
It's not a conversation you're prepared
for. No, you're not, man.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, you know, this morning's conversation between you two with two brothers having a threesome, that was shocking.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And it may be the most shocking thing I've heard.
We don't expect incest to pop up in the middle of a show.
I understand that. I understand that. Yeah. But it's not just this. Like, on a regular basis, you two are discussing genitals,
flapping cranks,
size.
A lot of, well, we've gone over this, way more penis in television than normal.
Like this show in particular now, we've had a few cranks.
Okay.
And not necessary. They're just there.
Long shots of cranks.
No, but like what you're hearing now is those two going back and forth, describing, you know, length, texture.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't watch any of these shows.
Mm.
So the only takeaway I have from modern written television is the gratuitous sexual stuff you describe back and forth to each other.
Well, that's the shocking stuff we got to read. Like, that's the top of mind kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's not the whole show.
No, but you guys never talk about the plot of the shows at all.
Well,
you guys never break down the characters.
The plot's kind of all over the place.
Okay.
And we do break down the characters.
I have never heard you, I've never once heard you two be like, can you believe this happened if it wasn't followed up with ridiculously over the top
sexual
gratuity?
I know.
Okay.
And
I'm not judging. I'm just saying as someone from the outside of this entertainment.
A non-watcher, a non-streamer.
I'm starting to understand why all these people from the Midwest want TV to be illegal. I'm starting to get it. I don't want my children exposed to your disgusting brother threesome, penis everywhere, vagina hat stories. I don't want any of them.
It's all there for you.
And there's one thing that I can't shake when I hear you guys have this back and forth.
There was a non-penis time.
When coworkers would get together for water cooler talk about what was on the TV the night
before.
Yeah,
it was Cheers and Taxi.
Exactly. Friends. Yeah, you were talking about Ross and Rachel, what happened on
NYPD
The Office.
NYPD Blue.
All of these things, right? And you could have these discussions because these were network broadcast television. There was nothing you were going to say to a coworker about what happened on that show that was going to be inappropriate.
You know why? Because America had standards back then, Patrick.
My question is this. You're a man in his 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, you're a woman in her 30s.
Yep.
You two are openly discussing, as you put it, perverse sexual acts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How the hell are people not getting fired in mass when they are trying to have conversations about these shows at the water cooler the next day?
It's funny you bring this up because they're saying that this show in particular is like the number one water cooler conversation at work right now.
How do you have that conversation?
I don't know, to your point. Unless everybody's watching it so everybody's on the same page when you're there talking about it. But like if you walked in on it, a non-watcher like yourself.
I love how you're making that a slur.
No, no, you're a non-watcher. You're a non-streamer. You're one of those people.
You're streamless.
But yeah, you would be shocked. Yeah.
No, I am shocked. I am. And like, I know, you know, my panties aren't getting in a bunch or anything, but I would understand why there are several people who work here where if you two were talking and they came up with a conversation, HR would be immediately alerted if we had one.
I understand.
Well, I wonder how much of it's actually being spoken about, only because like I have group chats of people that I know that will watch the same show, so we'll all send each other like theories and memes and all the stuff about the show. So we rarely talk about it because it's already been said in the group chat.
Gotcha. But you, what are you going to walk up to Tommy to show him a meme?
Well, I mean, besides us,
look at that crank. Damn it!
Don't do that with your coworkers. And by the way, I'm judging you guys here, but it's not just you guys. It seems like God. I sound like my grandmother.
It's gone too far.
No, I mean, every show, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, as we're discussing Tommy and Kimmy breaking down the episode of this TV show they love. And this morning, I look up and I hear them talking about two brothers that had a threesome and one that J.O.'d his brother. And I'm sorry if you got kids in the car.
Oh, by the way, that brother is Arnold Schwarzenegger's son.
Okay. Got to pay the bills, I guess.
It's amazing to watch that because I wonder how Arnold takes it.
So, Maria Shriver.
I never did that. Even the only time when I was in L.A. and I needed to use the weight room.
This is just an excuse for him to do that.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course. Get out of the way and let him do his dynamite impressions from 40 years ago.
40 years ago? He's still relevant.
How?
He's on TV right now.
He's the TV right
he's
now.
He's doing TV right now.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
He's not.
He's around.
Okay. It's not just you guys.
What?
Because it also seems, my wife is big into fantasy shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't understand why.
Yeah.
Looking for a fantasy. She loves, what's the one with the dragons?
Like Game of Thrones, but there's like a new one.
Yeah, the offshoots of that. She loves, not the Highlander.
So, but like, okay.
The guy in the kilt who travels through time. Stupidest idea ever. Hey, man, let's take this guy, we'll put him in a kilt, we'll make him a time traveler.
Right.
Now he's got a sword. Okay. but all of those shows also have the most turn to 11 gratuitous violence and sexuality I've ever seen.
Yes.
Like, I will be falling asleep when my wife is watching this, and every once in a while, I'll, like, roll over, get a glance at the TV, and it's just, like, extreme sex. It's like X Games sex.
Yeah.
Sex games, if you will.
Right.
And, like, my wife, she's not that person, but she's all in on that stuff, too. You cannot put a show on television today if it doesn't have sexual stuff that is going to shock even the most disturbed, as I point to Tommy, of human beings.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, what's left, though? Because, like,
don't ask that question.
There's only one thing left, and it kind of showed up in this show.
I'm not sure what's left.
When the guy took a dump in somebody's luggage.
Oh.
Okay.
And you actually
yes,
saw the dump.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
like,
that was
coming.
You saw the dump.
Bro, you saw, like, a Play-Doh like, Fun Factory.
Like, if it was,
he's bent over, and I'm going, they're not going to show this, right? And then all of a sudden, here he comes, bro.
Well, I was like, if they faked this, they did a good job.
And here comes this turd train.
People all over the world. Turd train. Now, you do the song wrong, but I know how wrong you do it, so now we're back on the same page again. Now,
I don't know what's left.
I'm going to ask
that question.
I'm going to make an arrogant statement, all right?
Now?
No,
this is your first one?
No, I'm sorry that I'm just sitting here, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, J.O. Brothers.
That's not true. Like, we watch Below Deck. That's not, like, graphic in any way.
Only because it's
on
Bravo.
They actually get a little crazy, though, too.
Here we go.
But there's no full frontal nudity.
No.
Yet, you realize that all of the
show. We have a range, Pat.
Yeah, we like to think we're well-rounded people.
Yeah, don't just bog me down with cranks. You realize that all of this stuff exists in the shows that you're watching because outside of it, they're not entertaining.
What?
If you didn't have...
Well, how can you make that statement when you've never seen the show?
Here's why.
I'd
love to hear this.
I admitted this was going to be an arrogant statement.
I've never read this book, but I think it sucks.
All right. Look, man. Look, if the only things you guys talk about every day.
We're only talking about the shocking stuff.
You don't talk about the plot. You barely talk about the characters.
You don't hear about the plot.
But you're talking like I'm not here.
Well, we're trying to get to the pop.
The pop? That's what I mean.
Pop.
Like, you don't come in here.
The first thing you talk about is the shocking stuff.
No, normally, back in the day, the first thing you would talk about is, like, the crazy angle of the story the night
before. There's a lot of angles going on.
Yeah, one hangs right to the left, one goes straight down, one's in his brother's hand.
It's a great show. No, it's well written.
Yes, it is.
It's like the cinematography is
amazing. The cinematography
is amazing.
It literally draws
Shut up, Scorsese.
It literally draws people to these vacation spots.
Which I also don't get. I got a brother I'm into. Google White Lotus locations. No, if the story was good.
It is good.
Story's great.
That would be the first thing you discuss. But you never discuss
it. You leave the room when we get to that part.
I just had to take a dump this morning. You in somebody's suitcase. You guys only talk about cranks and vaginas.
Oh, so we talked about the monastery scene.
I don't even want to know what the hell happened there.
Bro, out of control.
Oh, really?
I've never seen so many hands. Well written.
I'm also stunned that you and your wife can watch that together. And I know you.
I am actually stunned too. Because if I brought that up as a joke,
that's how good the plot is.
If I brought that scene up as a joke, she would be appalled.
Mm.
But because it was there, socially acceptable apparently.
No, but it's not socially acceptable.
But it kind of is more so than if I just said it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because where would that come from?
I don't know.
In what context could you describe that to your wife?
I don't know.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Which is what, again, tells me show's not good. They're just doing crazy
sexual
stuff.
So I guys should stop watching.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid, J.O.'s brother. That's the name of the show.
Nope, opposite.
Doesn't matter, really.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger got the...
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad we cleared all that up.
And Arnold's out of his mind.
What did it sound
like? I can't believe I pay for a streaming service. This is what I get. That rates this kid better.
You know what the weird...
I should have banged the maid again and made another kid.
The show is so popular that the ghost of Richard Nixon is actually watching it now.
Remember last night, Arnold, Pat and I were watching it. And I said, Pat, you getting any ideas here? You want to give Little Dick a little workout?
And it turns out that this story, Kimmy, it is a really good story. You're right, I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It's actually been in development for over 100 years because, well, they tried to get it produced. They went to, you know, President Truman. He had a production company. They went to him. And
Will you give me Truman? I never thought of Truman. Well, by the end of this century, maybe we could get a service where we could watch this.
Oh, Kennedy stole that from him? By the end of this century? Well, you know, and then Kennedy got to preview it, too.
I say by the end of this century, I could touch my brother. It'll be socially acceptable.
By the way, is that out of the question that happened?
No, they drank a lot.
Look, can I just... I want to give you guys a heads up.
What?
And I'm saying this because I love you guys.
What's it?
All right. And this is Mo almost 100% directly at you, Tommy Ulay.
What?
We have a great building, right? Like all of the morning shows, we're all friends. We all get along great. Mm-hmm. We talk about a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And like.
Very unique.
Yeah. Do not talk about this show with anybody.
We don't. That's why we keep it to this room.
Oh, no. I'm talking to Tommy.
Yeah.
Bro, I
know you won't do it.
I don't talk to anybody, period.
No, but I could see. Like somebody else from another show popping their head in and being like, oh my God, do you guys watch White Lotus? And you just going off about family threesomes. Yes. And now.
And incest.
Yeah, now we have a 3-day Tommy's on vacation show. Like, I mean,
more time to watch.
I'm just saying, I get that it's awesome that we're all comfortable in this room together. And it, you know, obviously doesn't bother me.
Know your audience.
Exactly.
Here's what's going to happen. Because I know you don't have time for any of this stuff with the kids and, you know, what's
going
on.
I do not. I'm far too busy.
But once your kids leave the house.
You're going to get caught up on it.
You're going to start watching all this stuff and you're going to turn into my aunt.
How did I miss this?
So my aunt was like the most removed individual I've ever met. Like she was a lawyer. She traveled. She had no concept of like popular culture.
Mm-hmm.
So when she retired, she found Nickelodeon. And this is like, because she was an insomniac.
Okay.
You mean
she was
like Nick at Night?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nick at Night.
I was going to say, what, is she watching Rugrats?
She may have. But she would go, Thomas, are you familiar with this Bill Cosby? His show is so good. And then she would start talking about Taxi that had been off the air for 10 years. You're going to be that guy 10 years too late.
Maybe, but
you're going to be like Encino Man walking around.
Okay, wow. dynamite reference.
Great Pauly Shore vehicle.
From the third most popular movie the week it came out in 1993. The Truman impression was more timely than your Encino Man reference. We got a dynamite Brendan Fraser for an Oscar kind of break room.
Pauly Shore drove that movie completely.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a problem without a solution.
Oh.
Because we don't even know what the problem would cause.
Oh.
In fact, to be fair, not even sure if this is actually a problem, but it doesn't sound good.
Okay.
You got to protect your personal data, Tommy.
You got to watch your data.
And this doesn't get any more personal. There's nothing more personal than this. Yeah. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Are you guys familiar with the business 23andMe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for those who don't know.
It's like that Ancestry.com.
Kind of, but yeah. Ancestry.com even offers a bunch of different stuff. 23andMe was specifically a company that would analyze your DNA to give you more information on your background. They would send you a kit in the mail.
Mm.
You'd buy it.
Yeah.
You swab the inside of your cheek, your saliva, send it back to them, and from that sample, they would extract your DNA.
Mm.
And then they would run tests on it to find out your ancestry.
Your family history, right?
That was just one of them.
Oh.
They could also find out your physical traits and dispositions.
Mm.
And then also what health conditions you could have down the road based on where you came from.
Okay.
They'd keep all this information in a password-protected account on their website that you could go to and look at any time.
Fantastic.
And this business looked like it was a massive success when it first started.
Yeah.
Not so much now.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, 23andMe declared bankruptcy.
So they went belly up.
And them shutting down is problematic enough. The bigger problem.
What's the problem?
As part of the bankruptcy, 23andMe is going to be sold to the highest bidder.
So they would get all that information.
That is the theory.
That you didn't agree to.
Being floated. Well, here's the thing. You don't know what you agreed to because you probably clicked some box with a whole bunch of words that you didn't read.
So anybody could buy it.
You got it.
Right.
10NBC did an interview with someone from the company a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And they asked about the privacy concerns. And this person from the company gave some vague answer about customer privacy being a huge priority for 23andMe.
That's always reassuring. Vagueness.
Also, 2 years ago, 23andMe were hacked. They had to pay $30 million to the folks that had their DNA information stolen.
Well, now we know why they went bankrupt.
Could be a problem.
Had to write that 30 mil check.
Yeah.
By the way, all of this sounds like a plot to like a horrific Jurassic Park sequel, doesn't it? So meanwhile, the state attorney generals in both New York and California are encouraging people who still have accounts at 23andMe to delete them so the information goes away. And that's all well and good.
Wait, they would still have your information.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a definite solution.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it would be kind of silly, naive to assume they don't have it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. We are used to protecting our passwords, credit cards, social. Now 15 million people have to worry about their
spit.
Yeah.
They're going to clone you.
Should this be something we're worried about?
Why not?
Well, no, okay.
So, I mean, why not? Every day there's something else they're going to scare you with. Why not this?
Okay, so let me back you up, Kimmy. You said something
that may
be incorrect. They wouldn't have your actual DNA. Okay. Now
they do have your DNA.
Well, okay, they did at one point.
I don't know if they discarded it or if they keep it somewhere.
Also valid point. You're right.
I don't know what they do with it after they're done.
Would it be weird if everybody that did 23andMe has like some clone
like
body?
In a cooler somewhere?
In some farm?
Thank God DeMar Hamlin did it all those years ago.
Oh.
No, I mean, the information is what people are concerned about.
Yeah.
You're worried about the actual DNA.
I don't know. I don't know what they could do with that in the future.
A half pig, half Tommy. Also known as a Tommy. I mean, would you guys be upset if your DNA information was sold to the highest?
To be honest, like, I think if I did something like this, I would just like assume it's out there somewhere.
So you're
and you said it got hacked before, so I guess I probably would have had that fear then too. You know,
what
would your DNA information, not your actual DNA, but the DNA information in someone else's hands bother you?
I don't know what they would do with it. So no.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what horrible thing they could do, but just my DNA, like,
knowing
my chemical makeup, what that would do.
Well, I mean, like, if we want to not talk horrible, but from a business standpoint, they would have a tailor-made script on what to sell you.
Okay, but don't they already kind of have that based on how I shop?
Kind of.
Your interests.
I mean, I guess at my age, no. I mean, if I was younger, maybe. What are they going to do with my old ass spit? I'm lucky I got spit.
So neither of you did.
There's so much pharmaceutical in my spit, they may not even know what they're looking at.
So neither of you did 23andMe or Ancestry.com?
We did Ancestry.com. We got it as a gift. My wife and I got it as a gift from my stepson.
Oh.
And it was like the biggest jive.
Why?
Because it told you everything you already knew, and then they wanted to sell you, okay, we gave you this information, which I already knew.
Yeah.
And then they tried to sell you more.
Upsell, yeah.
So like if you want more information, you got to buy it. So it's kind of a loss leader.
Okay, so you weren't surprised by anything you found.
Like, no. Like they told me exactly where, like, I already knew where my people. Grandparents came from.
Okay, because, like, there are people who have gotten this done and were shocked to find that they had family from all different parts of the world.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't get that one.
Can I go conspiracy theory now after Kimmy did? I kind of assume they're just, like, making it up.
They could. Like, why couldn't they?
You're right, but at the same time, I guess if you and family members all do it and you're from the same spots, like, I mean, would that be
good call.
You know what I mean? Like,
good
I guess
call.
That would kind of make it a little bit more legitimate if you literally share these places and information.
The only way to really know would be to do one through 23andMe and then one through Ancestry.com and see if they came back exactly the same.
And even if you just get that base program, it doesn't like pinpoint anything.
Oh, really?
It just shows you a region and a region.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, okay. Thanks.
252 WCMF. Again, 23andMe, the DNA, I guess, sourcing, I don't even know how to describe it, company, has gone bankrupt. They are now up for the highest bidder, and folks are worried that all the information that they gave from swabbing their cheek, all their DNA, is going to be sold to the highest bidder. Elijah writes us, the only hope is that another DNA company is the highest bidder in hopes of better results. So maybe Ancestor 23andMe wasn't the good one to use?
Okay.
Was this always a fad the whole time?
What do you mean?
Well, like, it's going upside down, right?
Yeah. It kind of ran its course.
Well, I don't know, because, like, you know, you run out of people eventually.
Yeah, you care. Do it once.
Because you have to care about this stuff, right? How many people really give a crap?
I think people are curious. I think it's natural to be curious about it, especially if, like, you don't have any information prior.
Yeah. All right.
Well, okay, so, like, folks that were adopted, this would be huge for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
There was a comic we knew who, that was one of it, this was, I hadn't seen him since this happened.
Yeah.
But, like, he was obsessed with where he came from because he had absolutely no information. So I would understand a guy like that. Now, here's the thing. There are legit medical reasons to use this stuff. The health condition testing is legitimate.
Well, do you see, like, certain diseases run in your family or it's in your DNA? Yeah.
Yes, which you are
cancer, I guess, would be the big one.
Susceptible to.
You got it. So, like, you would be able to, let's say you're predisposed to certain kinds of cancers, keep a closer eye on those things.
All right.
And here's the thing. There are other more reputable medical companies that offer this, but you don't get the whole fun. Like, oh, my God, I got family from Palmyra. Palermo. One or whatever they are.
Yeah. One of them peas.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
So I'm pretty sure isn't definitely the way this is going to go is insurance companies, now they know all your predispositions.
Ooh,
and now everything's a pre-existing condition, and they'll charge you more in advance ahead of time.
That's really, really bad, Nick.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which they probably already have it. If you've ever done 23andMe, I'm sure they've already bought it somehow. You know, like, it doesn't matter that it's for sale now. I'm sure they've probably gotten access to it in one way or another.
All right, Nick, did you do this through 23andMe or Ancestry.com?
Nope.
Okay. Did you actively choose not to because you were scared of how the information could be used?
No, just never really had an interest, but I definitely have had that in the back of my mind the whole time that this has been a thing.
Nick was on to him the whole time.
Yeah, buddy.
But,
like, there's certain cultures. No, you already know your background based on, like,
well, you know what they tell you.
Right. It's good enough for me.
Well,
like, you know, you have a pretty good background on your family from Ireland.
Hey, Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
I think some people think that, like, they're fully, like, I'm fully Italian, I'm fully Irish.
Yeah.
And then they do something like this, or a family member does. It's like, actually, turns out we're not really that Irish.
Okay. You know?
But to answer your question, I did the Ancestry.com tree build. I didn't do the
Oh, really?
That sounded bad into a microphone. I didn't nom
a guy. I'm surprised.
I didn't nom a guy to get Ancestry.com because that way the DNA would get all screwed up in my mouth. I had a pretty good idea of where my family came from, and that wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
However, when I did the Ancestry.com tree, I did find out about my great-grandfather who was brought to Rochester to go to jail.
Okay.
That was when I found out.
So you found out.
Yeah, when he was a teenager, he was brought, he showed up in Boston, and then all of a sudden, like 3 or 4 years later, he was at Industry, that kid's reformatory school.
Yeah.
And we don't know why.
All right.
But like, had I not, I had never gotten any stories about my great-grandfather on my dad's side, and had I not done that, I wouldn't have known.
Okay, that's a good one. All right.
But it is weird. It's just Irish people banging Irish people all the way down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of everybody, right?
Well, not at this point anymore. Like, most
people. Well, I mean,
people,
like back in the old days.
But I'm saying in 2025, for me to just be nothing but Irish DNA.
Yeah, that would be probably
strange,
impossible.
Right? Yeah. Oh, but it looks that way based on my family tree breaking out. Way to go, my daughters. Thanks for screwing that up for everybody. I mean, you do assume that any company that wants to buy your DNA information is part of some giant evil corporation, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
Or did we watch too many 80s sci-fi movies?
Probably that, too. A little combo plate.
Okay. Would either of you do this now?
No.
Yeah.
You would?
I would.
So nothing that we discussed worries you?
Nah, I've never... So I don't have any, like, background from, like, Ancestry or anything like that. I mean, like, I know my mom's, like, looked into it. I'm sure I could, like, look through her stuff, but, like,
I could break and enter in my parents' house and find out where I came from.
Like, she has, like, an account and stuff.
Oh,
so,
gotcha. Okay. No, I meant, like, the swabbing. You would do the swabbing?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm interested enough.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right.
Because you know what it is? I know that my mom's, like, they're, like, all Italian. I have no idea what's on my dad's side, so it
Party.
Is kind of interesting.
So it's funny. I had the same experience.
Yeah.
Are dads worse at keeping track of where their families come from, or do dads just believe the lies that families tell all the way down?
I think they probably buy into the jive, especially if it's something they want to hear.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
like my brothers both believe the stories, and when I bring up other stuff, they deny it.
Stuff like, that you know is true.
Oh, it just makes sense, man. I mean,
okay,
just like
you are also a cynical dick.
Yes, I am.
Which also came up in your DNA report.
Yeah, it did. Well, I swabbed my...
Well, he's 1/10 chlamydia. He comes from
it's a small town in Sicily.
He comes with a chlamydia. God damn it, you stole me.
The chlamydia country.
Thank you.
No, but like my brothers like get pissed off when I say, you know, like especially like my grandfather's probably, you know, they were all scumbags, man. And like, but they have like this image. Guy, I never met the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He died before I was born.
But they met him.
Yeah, but they were like little kids. So like they think that they knew grandpa. You were 4 when you met grandpa.
You
and he croaked.
You don't have to be so condescending.
No, but they act like they knew the guy.
You were 4. You don't know nothing about nothing.
A 4 and a 7-year-old really can grasp the concept of like criminal activity in New Orleans in the 1910s.
But I mean, look, it's not. They're your brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not crazy to think guys of that era would want to take pride in where their family came from, the family name. It mattered. It mattered a ton up until this last generation.
So my one brother really got into it. And I think he bought like the extended version of this thing. And he found out that on my mother's side, we had some great uncles, you would call them, served in the Civil War.
Oh.
And, well, they were from Auburn.
Oh,
so
okay,
they
good.
Been,
okay, we're good, everybody.
All right. So.
They somehow still serve for the South.
Yes. And I was like, okay, but like, what do you do with that? Okay, like a lot of guys served in the Civil War. I said, it didn't really tell you anything. Well, just said that they served.
No, but I find that cool because my family was here right around when it started. So I don't know if any of my family, there's no record that my family would have served.
I'm assuming if they were Irish coming here, they were immediately sent into war.
But there's no record. Like normally those military records show up.
Like you were like the North Koreans at that period of time. Yeah, send these guys first. Hey, we're going to go down there and show them a thing or two. We don't need no stinking guns.
No, we're Mexican.
A bunch of it with bare hands.
With that, yeah, why do you need 23andMe when I can just ask you what my ancestors sounded like?
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Some things just say smart.
Okay.
Details from someone.
Oh.
You can pick up they're an intelligent person.
Mm, yeah.
Feels like this is one of those things because these kids in school were looked at as like really smart.
Oh.
And they can make you feel really dumb when you make this mistake. They don't.
Hmm.
But does that mean the rest of their brain is just as good?
The whole brain.
Well, I don't know. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, we got a kid from our area done good.
What'd he do?
Reed Lurson is an eighth grader out in Cannondale.
Oh, he's a child.
That's right. He is headed to the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Oh.
Big time.
That's right.
Yeah, that time of the year.
Doesn't get any spellier than that.
Mm-hmm.
So he is the best in the region, and if the kid goes on a heater, we will see him on national television in May on The Big Show. And you got to be a smart kid to get this far, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, Reed has a lot going for him.
Mm-hmm.
But getting away from Reed and his amazing accomplishment for just a second. As an adult, does being a good speller automatically make you a smart person?
That's a great question. Because, like, yeah, I mean, I can't spell, so I'm impressed.
Okay.
But most people can spell.
No, I don't think most people can spell.
Well, to a degree. Better than me.
Well, yeah, but... we're idiots.
I don't even know how to spell it. So. All right, but yeah, but that doesn't mean like, because we know people that have big jobs that are really good at certain things but can't do other things.
Okay, but just because you're good at something doesn't make you all around. You know what I mean by
yeah,
smart,
all around,
right? Like, just,
yeah.
Like that person has, like they have a grasp on how the world works,
yeah.
And how most things
yeah, they have
work.
Common sense.
I wish I had more words I could yeah. use in that sentence. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Does being a good speller as an adult make you smart?
I will admit that when I can't spell something that I think is an obvious word or an easy word to spell, I feel really, really dumb. That being said, I don't know if I see somebody that can spell that word. Like, I don't necessarily think that they're smarter than the room.
Oh. Oh.
So I don't know. I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed?
Really?
I don't think so.
Wow.
As an adult?
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because when, Tommy, you think back to the kids who won spelling bees
yeah.
when we were in school,
yeah.
they were always the smartest oh, yeah. kids all the way around.
Yeah, but that was like a low-level, you know, single-A spelling bee. Like, we didn't have one Indian
study.
Kid in my school to go up against.
Okay.
So, like, you know what I mean? It's like saying you were good at baseball in the 30s. You hadn't met all the good guys yet. You know what I'm saying? You know, Jackie hadn't shown up at the Dodgers yet.
I understand, but you can't make that statement having never spelled a word right at a spelling bee in your
life. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
But, look, you're not alone. Yeah. I, in any spelling bee situation I was in, I never spelled the right word.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
never spelled a right spelling bee word in my life.
I always
life.
Tanked.
But like outside of the editor of a newspaper right now,
mm-hmm.
there aren't any jobs that require you to have impeccable spelling. So you wouldn't really know these days who is and isn't a good
yeah.
speller.
Okay. You know what I'm thinking? Like the only reason you would know is because that person's being a dick.
Okay, here's what I'm getting from Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me if you think I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I want to believe, Tommy,
yeah.
that people that can spell are all around smart.
Okay.
And it feels like you kind of are leaning that way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, I would give them the benefit of the doubt.
All right, but we know we're dumb.
Yeah.
Kimmy, on the other hand, despite being dumb, does not embrace her dumbness like
no,
you and I do.
I literally just said, I feel really dumb
no,
when
said,
I can't spell something.
You said you feel dumb. There is a difference between feeling dumb in moments and knowing that
you But you don't think you're a dumb person.
No, I don't think I'm a dumb person.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's what I just said.
I am a dumb person.
Yeah.
You guys aren't dumb.
No. Are you kidding
we
me?
We couldn't do the show if we were dumb. Yes, we could. I lied.
What show do you hear in the morning? What I'm getting at is...
this is the only show I can do. because it's so low.
What I'm getting at is...
yeah. Low show.
You don't want to call people adults that can spell
okay,
smart
I know what it
because
is.
They make you feel worse about yourself.
Yeah, possibly. Okay. But yeah. I don't know. Okay, maybe I shouldn't say that I don't think that they're smart. I guess I'm just not impressed by it.
How are you not impressed by it?
I can admit somebody's smart and not be, like, impressed that you can spell a word.
All right, so you and I go see Pat's wife. She's our dermatologist.
Yeah. Yes.
So when I'm in there, she has I'm assuming she's a nurse, who sits in with her, and when Nana's, like, describing what's on me, she uses
Dr. Duffy? She's your doctor? I'm sorry, she's your doctor. Did she not?
She's also a friend.
Does she not deserve the respect of what she earned at her degree?
Okay, so Dr. Duffy.
No, you can call her Nana. It just sounds weird when you call her Dr. Duffy.
But she starts spitting out the actual technical terms of what she's looking at on my gross ass back.
Yeah.
And it just sounds foreign to me. Mm. And that woman sits there and types this in as fast as she's saying it. And I looked at her one time. I go, "There's no way you know how to spell all that, man.
You suck you're at your job. You're gonna sound it out after.
You're making it up, man. Because like these words are like long.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You're right. I am impressed by something like
remember,
that.
Remember when you said he wasn't dumb and his take was these words are like long.
Yes. Like I can't do any long words.
There are like X's and Z's thrown in there.
But I'm talking Poughkeepsie blows me away.
I also assume, and I know this also makes me a dick too, but when you can't spell something or you spell something wrong and somebody corrects you and you just think, okay, just because you know how to spell that word doesn't make you smarter than me.
The grammar cop.
No, but that's not grammar, dick. You idiot. That's how dumb this show is. It's
the
spelling.
Word cop, whatever you want to call it.
But you're proving my point. You don't want to admit people that can spell are all around smart because it makes you feel dumb because you're not embracing your dumb, Kimmy.
Yeah. But I don't think because you could like correct one word that I spelled wrong. I don't know if you're a good speller or not. You just noticed it.
All right, let me ask this question. Maybe we're asking this question the wrong way. 252 WCMF. We're talking about this kid. His name is Reed Larson. He's an eighth grader in Canandaigua. He has won the regional spelling bee, which means he's headed off to the Scripps National Spelling Bee in May. Good for him. Obviously a smart kid. Yeah. But as we're talking about adults here, the question was, if an adult can spell really well, do you automatically assume they're smart? All right, so Tommy, let's say a hypothetical situation. We go downstairs in the basement, and we find an old lamp in the boiler room.
Oh, okay.
Genie pops out.
Right.
Turns out that noise 2 weeks ago was a genie trying to get out. Yeah. He's an education genie.
Okay.
And he says, I can grant you one wish.
One wish.
I can make you great at math, or I can make you great at spelling. Those are the only two things I can do. I'm a union genie.
Okay.
Which one do you choose?
I'm taking spelling.
Over math?
Yeah.
I think you'd use it more.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, actually, now with like autocorrect on your phone.
Yeah, you don't need to know how to spell.
Yeah, but I never knew how to spell.
You so never knew how to math either.
I can at least count to 10.
No, you.
I don't know.
Bro, no, you're
not in order.
When you say numbers, you'll go 4 and then hold up different fingers.
I'm still taking the English first.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I might take the math. It would be pretty cool to just do that stuff in your head.
Yeah, but I don't walk around spewing math
think of
all
how
day.
But think of how much more we would use a calculator on this show than spell check.
We have 3 adults. One with a college degree, one with a high school degree, and one who lied to a Christian man to get out of high school. Yeah. We can't do math to save our life. And you use math way more than you use spelling.
No, but I speak all the time. I don't
you
speak
don't
math.
Have to spell out the words, idiot.
But I also don't use the correct word.
That wouldn't help you with spelling.
I don't think that would help.
No, I think I would if I knew, like, higher words. Like, I only know low words.
So you think,
man.
Like, by being a better speller, you would know more overall words?
I think it would help. Because I use, like, I know, like, my wife will say, don't you mean well? No, it's good.
I still don't know how to use those.
I don't. Why did they make good if you don't use it?
Well, you do use good.
No, every time I use it, it's wrong.
All right, a simple way.
It's good and gooder.
No, a simple way somebody taught me how to use it. You ready?
Right.
Superman does good. You do. Nope, I screwed it up.
Oh. Like, I feel good. Or do I feel well?
No, you feel good. You.
Yeah, you can feel good.
You feel good if your body feels good. You do good if you're like outside
helping.
So
what do you use well?
I don't. When you're looking for water out of the ground, I don't
know. No, but I feel well like as in health.
I don't feel well. Not I don't feel good.
I
don't feel good is wrong, I think.
So yes. James Brown was wrong. I feel well. Thank God, I feel well.
Kimmy, remember when you argued that we weren't dumb people? And you're participating in the conversation.
I always go back to James Brown.
Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who's the smartest person you know?
The smartest person I know. I mean, your wife's up there.
Ass kissing, lower copay.
I don't know a lot of doctors, personally.
You okay, other than my wife, who is the smartest person you know?
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I know people that have, like, what I would consider smart jobs, so I don't know how to, like, rank them against each other.
Like, overall smart, like, wow.
Yeah, like, you're impressed.
Like, this person just knows it.
Who's the smartest person you know?
My wife is a genius. And after that, it's your wife.
Shut up, you pandering-ass bitches. You pandering-ass bitches.
I mean, it's hard because, like, here's the problem.
Okay.
The people back in my day that I thought were smart, I found out were idiots later on in life.
Okay.
Like, I found out they were wrong. They either lied, but they were such good salesmen of selling their BS genius that I got one pulled over on me.
That's a good take.
You know what I mean?
That's a good take.
Like, for you to say this is like an overall, oh my God, guy, those guys were all liars. So I don't know.
But there are smart people.
Sure, but they're usually on television, and I don't get to shake their hand.
Not necessarily. You have someone in your life who is brilliant, where they can explain complicated topics or subjects simply so we can understand them. You have a conversation with them, and you understand that they have a grasp on multiple different things that you don't understand. You don't have that person?
I will say, like, the smart person that can take something complicated and explain it to me in simple terms. That, to me, is brilliant.
I agree.
But those are really rare people. Because the people that are really good at their job will bore the crap out of you because they lose you so fast.
That's why we're so entertaining. We're not good at our jobs.
So who do you know that could take something extremely complicated
and dumb it
down to the common man?
Break room speak.
Right. And now you have a grasp of the situation.
You know who's really good at it?
Who?
And if you listen to the show for a while, David Andrietta, he wrote for the DNC City. He now works as a professor. When he would come in here, that guy could take really complicated ideas and speak to us and be like, hey, dummy, here's how things go. Like, I look at that guy. That guy's really smart.
All right, well, that's a journalist, right? He takes something complicated.
You can't even say the word journalist, you dumbass.
He does journalism gooder than
probably a good
most
speller.
Americans.
Well, you got to be a good speller if you're doing the journalism.
Yeah.
Good.
You still doing the words, sir?
What are you doing?
He's still writing the words down?
You know what's funny?
What?
Like, being smart and people knowing you're smart, it's very important when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Right? Good grades, college scholarships, high fives, all the pats on the back. It doesn't always translate to adult life because being smart doesn't mean you're going to be rich.
No.
And being rich doesn't mean you're smart.
For sure.
There are plenty of brilliant people that went into fields that don't pay anything because that's what they felt they were
called
to.
Yeah, they had a passion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, for all the good that comes with being a smart kid when you're younger, it doesn't really feel like being a smart adult guarantees those perks.
It doesn't.
I mean, if anything, it may make it harder to relate to the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, like, for example, smart folks, if we have a question about something complicated, like you just said, smart folks will call this show to answer this question, and they will give us the right answer. And in the middle of it, you and I will both knee-jerk start destroying them for being smart, even though we ask them to help us, please. And even if you are trying to fit in by dumbing down right, with the folks that are around you, you can tell when someone intelligent is speaking in a way where they know they're smarter than you.
They're talking down to you.
Well, see, okay, but that's it. But you see it as talking down.
Yeah, what do you see it as?
Well, I mean, it's the only way I'm going to understand
it.
So, like, you kind of have to. I used to get really mad about that. But the older I get, the less it bothers me.
The more you appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I want to know.
A brilliant trait to have is the ability to talk down to somebody and they don't know it.
Oh, like fool them.
Well, just like it says, it cut them across as so condescending.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
If there is one person I am never worried about talking down to me, it is a man who is just making noises out of his mouth. Guttural Noises Radio, Tommy Mulay.
I don't like to be talked down to.
Stop doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, for God's sake.
I don't
sakes,
know where man. That came from.
The well we discussed earlier is now dry.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.